The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness,
O Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great thy faithfulness.
God, we thank you this morning for your new mercies that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, God, for being so awesome and so great, so mighty, so strong and so right. Thank you, God, for being so great. Thank you for being so faithful to us, oh God. Thank you for loving us this morning, oh God, waking us up, oh God, with use and activities of our limbs, oh God. We thank you for just being mindful of us this day. Thank you for your love that you have granted us this day, oh God. We just want to come to you this morning, seeking you first off this morning, giving you glory, giving you honor, giving you praise, oh God. You did not have to wake us this morning, but we are so glad that you did. Another day that you have given to us to worship you. Another day for the opportunity to praise you. Another day with the opportunity to be a witness for you, to let our light shine for you today. And we thank you for that today, God. We honor you today, God. Oh, God, you didn't have to do anything special out of the ordinary for us to honor you. But God, we thank you that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Oh God, we thank you for doing something so great, so sacrificial, so amazing. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. God, we just take this time to humble ourselves before you, asking you for direction on today, asking you to lead us and guide us this day, oh God. We thank you that you are mindful of us, that you care about us, that you care about what we do, what we're involved in, what concerns us. And God, we cast all of our cares upon you today, oh God. Everything that we care about, everything that's important to us, oh God, we cast our cares upon you, God, asking you to take full control of this day, asking you to lead us and guide us. Oh, God, we seek you today for direction as we go to and fro today in our workplaces, in our schools, in our homes, wherever we may be, in our churches and our ministries today, God, we ask that you lead and guide us today, God. We want you to be the front person in all that we do today, all of our thinking, all of our accomplishments, all of our fears today, God, we want you to be in control of it all. So, God, we ask you to come in today, into our hearts, into our lives, into our minds, into all of our circumstances, all of our issues, into all of our cares, God, today, and take full control. God, we realize that we have no control. We can do nothing without you. Nothing can be made possible without you, God. And so we look to you today, God, for guidance. We look to you today, God, for the victory that we want to receive today. We look to you today, God, for strength, for power, for anointing. We look to you today, God. And we honor you in all of that. God, we look to you today to be glorified and magnified in all that we do. We don't want to be without you today. We want you to walk with us today. We want you to talk with us today. God, every word that comes out of our mouths and in any arena that we're in, conference room, with a coworker, with our children, with our family, any conversations that we have today, oh God, we want you to be in control of those conversations, oh God. God, it matters to us today. It really matters that we put you first in everything. God, it really matters today that you intervene. It really matters to us today because we want to do what's right. We want to do what is according to your will. We want you to be available to us as we are available to you. God, here we are looking to you today for direction. Have your way in us today, God. Have your way in us. Let your glory abide in us. Let your presence abide in us, oh God. Let your characteristics abide in us today, oh God. As we show our light, as we let our light shine for you today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way in us, oh God. Bridle our tongues, oh God. Encourage our heart, oh God. Fill it with love, oh God, with everything that we need today, oh God, to do what's right by you. We want to be right today, oh God, and we need you. We need your direction. We need your power. We need your strength. We need your anointing on today, God. Oh, God, so have your way in us, oh, Lord. Have your way in us. We want you to be glorified in all that we do today. We don't want anything to come out negative. We want to bring life today, oh, God. We want to be encouraging today. We want to do what's right by you. We want to live a life that shows you today, oh, God. Let our light shine for you today, oh, God. We look to you today, oh, God, to lead us and guide us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the characteristics that you have bestowed upon us, the foundation that you have provided for us, God. We thank you. We thank you for giving us your word, that we have something sound to live by, oh, God, a perfect rule book, a perfect guideline, oh, God. We thank you for that, God. We ask that you open up our hearts, open up our minds, that we begin to understand it even more, how to use it to live this life, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for you are amazing. You are an amazing God, and we love you on today. Hallelujah. We love you on today, God. We bless you, God, for you are great. And you're mighty, and you're worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for another opportunity, another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Thank you for another day that you've made, that you've blessed us to be able to see. Lord, we didn't come into this day with our own power. We didn't come into this day with our own might. But God, it was because of you that you have blessed us to be able to see this day, that you have purpose and plans for our lives. Father, continue to complete the work in us that you have begun in us. Lord, we were revived. Our souls were revived last night. Lord, you told us to awake out of our slumber. Lord, some of us are sleeping on the job. We're not about our Father's business. We're not doing your will. God, we're not on the wall standing and proclaiming your good news. We're not walking worthy of our calling. Whatever our sleepiness may be, whatever our unconscious state may be, Father, wake us up from our slumber, Lord. Wake us up from our death, our spiritual death. God, wake us up, Lord, and spring up a new life in us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take away everything that's decaying. Take away everything, oh God, that's bound. Take away everything, oh God, that's cast down. Take away everything, oh God, that's distracted. Take away everything, oh God, that does not give you glory. Lord, my mind shall give you the glory. My thoughts, Lord, it will give you the glory. God, my talk, my discussion, my walk, oh God, my actions, all of it belongs to you, Lord, and it's here to bring you the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you for your love that remains steadfast, oh God, that never ends, your mercies that are new every single morning. It's because of your faithfulness. It's because of your consistency. Because of who you are, Lord, we are here today and we remain in the land of the living with victory, with power, and with your anointing. Lord, come no more and have your way in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lady Yoth said it, Lord, we want to be pleasing to you today. Your ways are important to us this day. Your thoughts are important to us on this day, God. Your actions, Lord, and your desires and your plans that you have for each and every one of us are important to us today. So we surrender to your will and we surrender to your way, God. We say yes to your will even now. Yes, oh God, is a sign of surrendering. Yes, oh God. No says I'm not going to submit. No says I'm not going to obey. No says I'm not going to let you have your way. But, Lord, we say yes this morning. Yes in our homes. Yes in our finances. Yes on our jobs. Yes in our bodies. Yes in our thoughts. Lord, we say yes to everything, oh God, that you have. For you know the thoughts and you know the plans that you have for me. You know the way that I should go, Lord. And so I seek your face. We seek your face this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have the answer. You have the answer to our questions. Lord, you have the solutions to our problems. And Lord, we need you to come the more and have your way in us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the spirit of disobedience right now, God, and spring forth a revival in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our souls cannot be revived unless you revive us. Lord, we cannot live unless you allow us to live. Lord, we cannot breathe unless you allow us to breathe. Send the refreshing wind, God, that comes from you. Send it right now in the name of Jesus. Let your Shekinah glory fill the room and fill our houses and fill our cars and fill wherever we are at, Lord, today. Let us touch you, oh God. We refuse to allow anything to get in the way, oh God. We shall get to the hem of your garment, oh God, because we desperately need you today. Oh God, we're in desperate need of you, oh God, today. We're in desperate need of your presence. We're in desperate need of your glory. We're in desperate need of your power and your movement upon our hearts and a movement upon our souls and movement on behalf of your people today. Lord, we can't do it without you. And so we say yes even now. We surrender to thy will. We surrender to your way. Because, Lord, you are the greatest thing in the world. There's nothing else that we desire to have but you. You promised in your word that if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, then you would add all these things unto us. We don't have to worry about the food that's on our table. Yes, Lord, I know we may not necessarily always want what you provide, Lord, but you are a provider. Lord, we don't have to worry about food on our tables. God, if you feed the birds of the air and the fowl of the air, Lord, how much more are you willing to do for us? We don't have to worry about the clothes that are on our back, Lord. If you are willing to dress the lilies of the field and allow them to be so beautiful and so radiant, Lord, how beautiful are the feet of those that serve you, God. How beautiful are we because we are in your hands. Thank you for being such a good God. Thank you for being such a merciful God. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being the God that we can stand upon and the God that we can rely upon in the mighty name of Jesus. Now bless us, Lord. Bless us even now, God. Pour out your spirit upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and fill our cup for this day. Help us to understand, Lord, that you are with us wherever we go. We don't have to fret being any place without you. So I welcome you to go along with me on my job, Lord. I welcome you to walk along with me on my job all the day long. I welcome you, oh God, to walk with our children and walk with our loved ones that are attending school. Lord, I welcome you, oh God, to walk with us as we work at home or wherever we may find ourselves at today. We welcome you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Allow there to be a praise on our lips, O God, that will offer unto you a sacrifice, that will give you space and that will give you room to come in and rest and abide in us in the name of Jesus. God, for when we praise you, your word tells us that you inhabit our praises. Lord, come down and rest in the midst of us right now in the name of Jesus. As we wait upon you, God, continue to allow us our strength to be renewed and continue to strengthen us and continue to breathe into us, oh God, as we don't rely upon ourselves, as we're not relying upon our own power, as we're not relying upon our own might, Lord, but we rely upon you, God. Nothing else will satisfy us. Nothing else will do, God, and nothing else, oh God, can be the answer. Thank you, oh God, that you are all that and more. And we seek you first this morning, God. We put you before any and everything, God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the head of our lives. You are the captain of our souls. You are the lover and the deliverer of our souls, Lord. And we thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, bless us and keep us. Strengthen us and empower us. Anoint us and refresh us today in the name of Jesus, that we may continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, we put this flesh under subjection. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way and bless us and empower us and help us to run into the house of the Lord today, whether it's here in Virginia, in Dumfries, at the revival, wherever we fellowship at, Lord, let us run into the gates, oh God, with thanksgiving. Let us run into your courts with praise. God, not just enter in, but with an anticipation that you're going to move on our behalf and our services later on. And not only that, because you're going to move upon us all the day long, God, that we're going to be anticipating, anxious, oh God, to get into the house of the Lord so that we can come together in corporate worship and corporate praise to magnify you and to receive more from you. This is just the beginning of a revival, oh God. Revive us wherever we are at, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make us active. Bring about life, Lord, so that your will might be done in our lives. Time is running short. We are living in the last and evil days, and Lord, we need a revival. So bless us, honor our sacrifice, honor our commitment, honor our obedience to you. Let your will be done, Lord, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all of the praise. Thank you for everyone that has joined in. Lord, let this day be like none other, God. Send a supernatural blessing their way, God, a breath of fresh air, God, that when frustration comes, oh God, or where anger comes, Lord, they'll feel your glory, Lord, and you'll just sweep away the frustration and sweep away the anger, Lord. God, when the weapons are formed, oh God, just remind us that you've made our feet like hinds feet, Lord, to step over those trials and those tribulations, Lord, so that we can go higher in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever there may be lack, Lord, I pray for, oh God, a fresh anointing, Lord, a fresh revival, and a season of favor and overflow, Lord, that we won't have enough room to receive it. Miracles, signs, and wonders, let them be performed in the lives of your people on this day. And we'll be careful, God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.